Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
On this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about important habits that can delay aging. Because we want to be youthful, body, mind, and soul for as long as we can. And I do know quite a few people after having worked in elder care that were able to do exactly that. So my ideas are coming from the wisdom of the elder folk that I've worked with back in the middle 90s who had many great ideas to share. So let's go. Number one, take care of your body with healthy food, a bit of regular activity to keep your body moving. Two, let go of regret and resentment. Three, always have things that you're curious about to continue learning. That is so important. I can't tell you how many people in my age range and even younger have no curiosity and they're like old people waiting to die or retire or do whatever. I don't know. Keep your curiosity. That's all I can say. And continue learning forever. Four, hang out with fun people doing fun things. I can assure you that hanging out in medical offices with old people complaining endlessly about their aches and pains is really boring and depressing. There are a lot of older folks who have great senses of humor, and I was able to spend my time with a lot of them. So, spend your time with fun people. Mentor younger people. This is so important. Here at the University of Haifa International School, where I'm doing my peace and conflict management master's degree, I have many students in the courses with me who are somewhere between, almost 20 to almost 30 years younger than me. And I love most of them. They're really cool people who have great ideas and things that they want to do in this world. And many of them have come from places where their lives are really simple, and yet they had the guts to come to Israel to learn. Amazing, amazing people. Never waste a hug. Actually, my friend Richard used to always say that, so I always think of him and his bear hugs. Eight, have a life of great experiences to recall when you get to the age when travel becomes much harder or not doable. We know from research that experiences are way more important to people having a happy, fulfilled life than buying a bunch of junk that they think is going to make them happy. Because when you do get into those down times, and we all have them, you'll always be able to remember your experiences, especially the positive, happy ones. Nine, allow others to have their opinions and respect them. Every person is allowed to have their own opinion. It doesn't mean that you have to agree with their opinion. However, everyone is allowed their own opinions. Just agree to disagree. Never take on another person's problems as if it's your own, because each person owns their own problems and have to deal with them as they are ready. This is actually a teaching from Kabbalah as well, where they say that the greatest gift that you can give somebody is to let them own their own problems. They need to find their own solutions. I would say the second best is if they have serious problems, direct them to a place where they can get help. Forgive easily and often. Forgiveness is the tonic for anger, resentment, abuse, any of it. And I know I got into it with one of these corners who said, oh, I can't forgive my person for abusing me, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something, folks. You're not forgetting the situation. You don't want to repeat it. But if you hold on to this anger and resentment, The person that you're holding it against doesn't give a damn. Most of the time, they don't even know that they did anything to you because, well, they weren't the one who was abused. So frankly, the only person who you're hurting by holding on to that junk is you. Let it go, move on, and find some really healthy, fun people to hang out with. And a mission and purpose in life for which you can put your time and energy and emotions into. It's much better use for them. Come to terms with the loss of youth, meaning maybe not being able to do the things that a younger person can do because of some of the physiological problems that can occur. Figure out other things that are just as fun and interesting to engage yourself in so that you'll still have a reason to live. So sometimes people end up having strokes and sometimes they end up not being able to walk around as much because of problems going on. Or maybe they have heart issues that slow them down, whatever. There's a million and one ways to take care of things. There's a gentleman who was in the training that I did a coaching assist at. And he was a paraplegic. He couldn't type his test, so I had to type it for him. And here's a guy who was in a really bad accident when he was like a teenager. And he was making a lot of money creating games. He was doing fine, and he had a great attitude. So please, people. If he can do it, older people can deal with these changes in life, really. And this is one of the most important ones I received from an Armenian Holocaust survivor. She said, one hand washes the other in the sense that any relationship is 150%, 150%, because each person needs to be able to help the other when necessary. I couldn't agree more. And I'm not just talking about partnership type relationships, you know, your significant other. I'm talking all relationships. We all need to be loved and supported when we need to be loved and supported. So be there for the people who you say you love and care about, and they'll be there for you, most likely. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N-S-Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.